Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Secure ID News Podcast. I'm Gina Jordan. We're profiling the winners of the 2018 Women in Biometrics Awards. Anne Wong is Director of Biometric Technology, Research and Development at Gemalto, formerly Cogent Systems. She's been with the company through two acquisitions. Wong has 26 years of experience in biometrics and identification solutions, starting out at Cogent as a research scientist in the early 90s.
I see amazing things biometrics could do. And I see it's more and more interesting, and I see the impact that it can make. Back in the 90s, biometrics was still kind of like a special technology, a product mostly used by law enforcement. At that time, this kind of technology was not really known to general public, other than in sci-fi fictions or movies. So on one side, as researchers and a vendor, we advanced the technology so it can serve more types of applications and promoting more people to use the technology. On the other side, the changing world, as we all know, brings in more demands on biometrics technology. So in this process over the years, I have the chance to gradually take more responsibilities. First, as research scientist, developing biometrics algorithms. And then I took a leading role in the R&D team, leading research projects, and then managing the research team, and then serve as the director of biometrics technology, taking more responsibility to give the directions of what we should work on in order to advance biometrics technology. I'm fortunate to make bigger impact in this area and come to today's position.
Wong was quickly intrigued by the industry. Her first two projects for the company included a welfare system that used fingerprint identification to reduce fraud in collecting benefits, and another for law enforcement.
That's for police officers in a traditional automatic fingerprint identification system. But the one we work on is the first one, use workstation, a commercial off-the-shelf workstation, and instead of the mainframe computer, other vendors use at that time. So as a new scientist in this area, and I work out a piece of code with my own idea, and see it was integrated into the system, and then see the system actually running and being used, for example, by the law enforcement officer and by the authority. So I have a good feeling that I'm doing something that can really help. And that makes me feel it is pretty cool. It is something good to our community and good to the technology. So I stay on.
Wong says she's proud that her work helps make the world safer. She has supported and directly contributed to NIST-evaluated, world-renowned biometric algorithms. She's contributed to the design of numerous biometric matching software development kits and handheld multimodal biometric identification devices.
There are two aspects for biometrics. One aspect is for law enforcement, for the system, for government, and to fight terrorist. In that aspect, it helps to make this world safer. And on the other aspect, also the product, as you could see in Apple Touch ID, that would make the product serve people better. So in my career, I contribute both as an individual contributor and a leader in R&D. I contributed to the world very first palm identification system. And my team and I also make big contribution to the US DHS system. That is the first border management system using fingerprint technology that enrolled over 100 million people. Another example I want to mention is the Eurodac system. It's a system also use fingerprint identification, and that is used by all EU countries, multi-country system. on the commercial side, our fingerprint lock-on verification technology is used in a major brand smartphone that is used by millions and millions of people. Also, in last 2 years, I lead a project on contactless fingerprint that introduced a new type of technology to do the fingerprint capture, and where they achieved several patents granted.
Wang says she's proud to be a woman in biometrics. Overcoming challenges like balancing motherhood with the demands of a high-tech career that requires her to keep pace with rapid technological advancements. She says it's a great time to be involved in this industry.
Biometrics is booming, and the relevant technology like artificial intelligence, like machine learning, like computer vision are also booming. So there are many creative ideas coming up. And what I want to say to women in biometrics industry is we are in a good time to work out better technology and product. And meanwhile, it would take hard work to really get it through. So take the opportunity and get the work done. That's what I want to say.
Anne Wong is among this year's Women in Biometrics honorees. Come back to hear about the other 2018 winners. Thank you for joining us for this edition of the Secure ID News podcast.